Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. And boy, is Mercury retrograde, right? Did we all just get to watch my producer search the website? So that's really fascinating Mercury retrograde stuff. You gotta love it. You know, this is that remind, free mind moment. This is where we are now. It is the moment of claiming the five medicines of our ascension, that which is the true medicine journey. It's the medicine journey of the heart that brings us to this moment of extraordinary evolution of consciousness. And tonight is an amazing show. Tonight, of course, right up, gotta say it, Jess Juntinen, my amazing co-host, first week of every month. I know a lot of you are here because Jess is here and we're excited. Boy, do we have a lot to unpack together. And this is an opportunity to call in live, ask your questions, say what's going on with you. So much to share. So get into those phone lines now. You can call over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And of course, over at BBS Radio, 888-627-6008. Now, the gift of this moment is that we are in a February experience that has sincerely brought us to a moment that is the living, I'm going to use the word epitome of this concentric dimensionality, meaning that in the energy flow of 2021, and I'm going to try and just walk you through this slow because you're feeling it. I know you're feeling it right now. January is the only month ever since I have had the honor and the blessing to be working with ascended numerology. It is the only month that affected another month. And here's what I mean. I'm going to show you the ascended numerology because this is really where we need to begin tonight. If you look at the ascended numerology, this is the ascended numerology chart for February 2021. On the left, you see what looks like a clock wheel. That is actually a soul chart. Remember that ascended numerology is the essence of the 13. It is the void, the zero, the creation. It is the journey of the soul. It is not limited to just the physical presence of this lifetime. It also applies to the physical body. And so what is so profound to look at here is that the Mercury retrograde that began on January 30th, 2021, you see there's a little asterisk there, look down at the bottom of the chart. It says this date is included as it affects how the energy of February opens as it releases in February as well. So what does that mean? It means the sixth energy, which if you look at the clock, the six is the point of balance. It's the point where literally if you have to shoulder everything, if you're standing in the sixth position and you open your arms like I'm doing right now, it's like I am the six holding it all. That's how this opened. And I know a lot of you are feeling like you are holding it all. And your spine is saying, hey, I'm holding it all. Hey, this is a lot. Well, here's what's so powerful is that the minute we hit February 1, we very, very quickly took that balance, that second chakra energy, brought it straight up to our high heart, where it then took that energy, the balanced energy that went into the high heart, that combination came into our throat, our truth chakra, where it literally bounced back out to the infinite well of divine energy and came back in again at that throat chakra, double whammy. and then went all the way back out again, which is where we are right now. We are in that zero, if you look at the clock there. And when we come back in, which is going to happen on February 11th, we are coming back in at the nine again. We're coming back in at the high heart again. This is that moment where consciousness, where the universe is calling out to you and saying, hey, February is igniting the first infinite spiral of 2021. That is what's holding open this Taurus field that ignites the zero point creation energy. It is the moment where you actually can reclaim your alchemical presence. And I know where a lot of you can take this, I understand, but I do want to challenge you. Last night, and I'm going to ask Jess, and I have not asked Jess yet, so I don't know what her answer is going to be. But last night in Monday Magic, we're currently all living an ascended life, learning these lessons of how to live in the highest experience of the law of instantaneous manifestation right now. And last night's lesson from Archangel Zadkiel was about activating the fragrance of the divine breath. It was the first alchemical gift that was physically, tangibly unpacked. And we were taught through our breath how to summon sacred aroma, how you could walk through anywhere and be in the aroma of roses all the time, how my hands last night started literally feeling like they were dripping rose oil. That's the moment we're at. And I know that's the remind, free mind experience that's before us all right now. We are each alchemically transforming. We are each wading in the borderlands of sanity with every breath. So why not say yes and allow that empowered Phoenix energy to say yes to the five medicines of our ascended presence, to take the ultimate medicine journey? You know, do you think it's any wonder, or have you noticed that at a time when polarity has taken an extraordinarily new evolution in how it manifests, that medicine is suddenly becoming popular, that the recognition or the recognition that our beloved Mother Gaia is medicine? You know, Sri and I had the blessing of being with our dear, dear, dear Kenyatta family. At this point, they're family. They're just family. This past weekend. And to live a day with them, we were completely off email. I was completely off email for almost 48 hours. It was incredible what I went through, what happened, what Sri went through, what happened, what Bria went through, what's still integrating. And the gift was that everywhere we walked in their sacred native land, which was just such an honor to be invited into these secret areas, Alexander was saying, you see that plant? Here's the medicine of that plant. And you have that plant at Tosa Blue Mountain. And we knew it. Like, it wasn't like he was telling us something we didn't know, meaning that we had the plant. We just didn't know how to use it. And it turns out that another reason that they feel so simpatico here, other than the temple alone being enough, is that this is the only part of the mountain that has the indigenous plants on it still. Literally the only part. And on January 31st, which was just two nights ago now, we literally had our sanctuary, our sacred sanctuary, threatened by a massive wildfire. And it was a very profound symbol for me because everyone here was very concerned. And of course, Sri and I, as many of you know, have lived through another fire that happened here 2 years ago where we did lose a significant amount of land that discovered the caves. So when Sri and I went out and we saw this massive wildfire threatening our pine forest, the first thing I noticed was complete peace inside of me. At not one point did I feel anxious. But I was clear that we had to really say, okay, we are right here taking a stand. It was so far up the mountain that it would have seemed impossible. And we persevered, and beloved Wilmer persevered, and he showed up with his whole family, and he got the fire department to come. And they did go all the way up that mountain to around 9,000 feet because everyone came together in the unity that this is a medicine property. That's why they came. They didn't come because they were putting out a fire. They as a matter of fact, they had said no, they weren't going to come. But when it was explained to them what was here and what this property was, they came. Our neighbors came. People bonded together. Families were up there with shovels, digging a fire line because we couldn't put it out. We just had to dig a fire line. And in the end, our entire beautiful sacred medicine property is saved. And again, I share this story with you because we are all having the fire come before us. This is why the medicines are coming forward. This is why Gaia is speaking to us. You know, this evening, this beautiful picture behind me, my beloved Sri Ramka took when we went up to the temple early on Sunday, which was extraordinary. And you see right here, look, isn't that beautiful? That is one of our beautiful petroglyphs. That's the snake, the tail of the snake. Do you see that? And it goes all the way around. And up here are the glyphs. And this is actually like a scoop right here, a very big one. Actually, I can lay in there. There's that many glyphs going on in there. The sacred medicine has always been held by the shaman of the tribe, the medicine man of the tribe, the medicine women of the tribes, always handed down. And the reason that the medicine was held in the hands of those who understood and knew how to properly use and had an affinity with this medicine was because of its sacred nature, because of its ability to unlock consciousness. This month, right now, February, the medicine journey, the ultimate medicine journey, is the medicine journey of the heart, where all of the medicines come together. And we are able to unlock our consciousness and move to the next evolution. This is the battle cry, and this is why it's come up at this time in history. This is why we inserted into this timeline in this moment, because everything is converging. And this is why we are being invited to remember. Medicine women, medicine men, arise, but come forward out of the integrity of your consciousness. Not your fascination with the journey. That's the trap, is it not? And Alexander shares it so beautifully. He often talks about his Wachuma ceremonies and the way that we perform Wachuma in that San Pedro, for those of you that don't know what Wachuma means, that it is a journey of your heart. It is a journey of your expansion. And it is one of the primary medicines that can help you expand into all of the medicines that bring us to our higher consciousness. It is our intention. It is the way we navigate. And in this month, in a month of choice, it is where we are all getting ready to move. What is the choice we are making? Because February, right now, and I just want to share with you very quickly the up-level calendar, the February up-level, right there, through great presence, you find beauty. Through great presence, meaning as you stay in the presence of your divine mastery being that you are, everything is beautiful. Every moment is a joyous celebration because you're able to keep moving through the eyes of the illuminated, ascended presence of you. That is the integration of the medicines. The ascended consciousness energy for this month is choice. And it's a nine. It's all about the high heart, which is currently sitting out in the cosmic universe right now until the 11th, when we're going to bullseye right back into it again on that illuminated new moon. And so as you take a breath, and as we come into this moment where the lion is roaring and the questions are before us and the answers are revealing themselves, I want to invite in one of those answers, my amazing co-host, incredible champion of the WWA Global Experience, the one and only Jess Jujanin. Hey, Jess, namaste.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here. And yeah. Big night, powerful night, amazing week. Every day is quite a journey. I'm so grateful to hear how everything went with the fire. I'm like, holy cow. Just
I wrote you that night, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. And you filled me in that it was okay, you know, but I haven't talked to you since. So just wonderful that you're here and still holding space after being up digging trenches into the middle of the night, Sunday night, and you're still here.
And Monday magic was interesting, but we did it. But yeah, Jess was one of the people I reached out to and said, hold miracle presence right now. And it happened. I mean, it really was. And it was after I kind of made the battle cry that everything came together, right? Like within minutes, such law of instantaneous manifestation.
And you were in such a space of trust in that moment too, you know, like even though it clearly stretches us when that kind of thing is happening.
Yeah.
But knowing that, okay, you know, like, we're going to do everything we can and also trust that is, you know, whatever needs to be served is served. Like that last fire and that beautiful eucalyptus tree and the caves that were exposed. I mean,
right?
That was wild. We would not have known about that. And we wouldn't have that connection with that area of the property in the same way.
Well, you know, when Sri and I first went out and we were gazing up at this, I mean, right, you could hear it. The crackling was so loud. And because we're in the valley, that as I was walking up where Maria is, you know where Maria is? Yes. So this fire was right above her, right next to the edge of our pine forest. And so now you know kind of right where it was. When I was standing at Maria, I thought it was running water. I thought I was standing in a creek of running water because the crackling sounded like rivers running next to me. I mean, and that's how loud it was as you're gazing at these huge flames and watching trees come down. But that was before it hit our closer to our property. But this is the power of the law of instantaneous manifestation. This is that alchemical principle. And so, you know, drum roll, please. Did you smell anything last night?
It was roses too. It
right?
was pure
right?
rose.
Right?
Oh,
right?
MG.
Because I was holding my breath. I'm like, oh God, tell me, did you? But didn't it kind of like freak you out? It was wild.
And when you said that's what you smelled, I was back here going, oh my God, okay, I'm not totally crazy. And that affirms things. So any of you that got that too, like, oh my goodness. And you know, I was like in a space right before that, I was doing some things. And then as soon as Sri started reading and it came through, it was just boom. I was like, hold on a second.
Right?
You know, is this real? Yeah. Yeah, it's real.
Well, you know, it's real because of a couple things. And the first thing is I want to stop and acknowledge, are we loving the way Jess put in the mantra of self-ascension into her background? You have got to send me this background. Must have it, please. And you see it there, guys? Open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart, heal the world. And, you know, that is that not like that mantra is WWA Global. We probably should put that at the WWA Global website because that is WWA Global. Yeah. It's healing the heart of humanity. And you know, here we are in this medicine journey year. And if you haven't been to WWAglobal.com, get there, register, get in. Oh my gosh, you know. The one thing about this very moment is that the Avesa heartbeat is igniting as part of all of this energy. And I think last night, the reason so many of us, I mean, did you see me giggling? Like when I first got it, I was like, oh my God, you know, like I was like, oh my gosh, it even caught me by surprise, you know?
Amazing.
Right?
It was real.
It was as real. And you know what it's showing us is that no matter where you walk, you can walk in a field of roses if you carry your divine breath with you as your mastery presence. We're being given the alchemical transformation. We're being given literally the keys to claim this. And I have to bow. One of those keys is my husband. Because Sri Ramka is, you know, I keep begging him to start a little thing called Breathing with Sri. Maybe like twice a month for a half an hour, he just guides us all through a breathing meditation or something. It was him because he is the walking embodiment of Avesa. He is the heartbeat of Avesa. And we are at the moment right now where February 13th, you gotta love that it was the 13th. You know, it's just kind of hitting me now. Like, of course it was the 13th, right? But February 13th, we're gonna be birthing the up level Avesa for the first time from our Atlantean Healing Chamber, which means the frequencies that we're all going to be able to hold together is going to be like mind blowing, completely mind blowing. And I'm just so excited about it. I really am. It's just incredible. So I know you're feeling it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I never expected to experience the things that I have been experiencing in these past, you know, I could say the past day, week, year. I mean, it's really incredible. And that point you said earlier about, you know, feeling into what's happening because you want to be there and want to be in the journey, not really so much for the sake of, you know, oh, this is just so cool, you know, because it's all there. It's to really be in that integrity, right, of the consciousness is what you said. Like, that hit me, you know, and that's a huge difference. And I think that's this level of spiritual maturity a lot of us are being asked to walk into now.
Whether we think we're ready or not.
Yeah,
you know, the one
yeah.
thing I think is important to realize is that the universe knows we're ready, which is why we've been tapped on the shoulder. So who are we to say no? The only being saying no is that part that's attached to the density. And there is a moment where there are a lot of beings attached to density, a lot right now.
Yeah.
And it really is, you know, we need to go back and talk about it is the remind, free mind moment. And oh my God, Tree, did you just walk in? Come, hey, look who's here. We're gonna get a flyby.
Yeah.
Can we do a Shree flyby?
Please.
All right, Shree flyby, Shree flyby. Say hello, say hello. You got a chair? There it is. In his magical chair that just appeared out of nowhere.
Yay.
My Merlin
hey,
is
Jess,
here.
How's it going?
Great. Thanks for popping in, Shree. Oh, this makes us all happy.
Well, thank you. Fortunately, this studio is very close to where we live.
Yeah, we kind of can walk to work, which is a blessing. And, you know, so Shree, we were just going to talk about this rebirthing of this lion, phoenix, dragon, and being that awakened master. And I think it's perfect that Shree walked in because I was just talking about, you know, Shree is the walking, living embodiment of the master. I mean, there is no doubt about it. And so I just thought since we were talking about that, maybe you wanted to pop in and say hello tell us about what's going on, because Shree has decided to really help a lot of people. And I'm very excited about it.
Well, there's a lot going on, but the first thing I want to say is please join us for the Avesa balancing. At a minimum, get in there, because what you will discover is how to anchor the ascended state of being
all the time,
immediately, for yourself and for others. And the more often we do that, the easier it is to hold presence and to step through the sheer BS that is our pattern thinking.
Well, and you know, speaking of that, let's go ahead and let's talk about these five bodies, okay? Because this is really important to pay attention to, that right now, go to the bottom. You see the quote from Zadkiel, right? Let me just read that and really maybe bring your hands to your heart, right? Let's bring our hands to our heart and let's just read this. So what if you chose to believe that everything in your world was perfect as is right now? What if you really chose that? What if you implicitly trusted your inner guidance system to produce the words and actions needed in any situation you found yourself? What if every moment was guided by the one who truly loved you? And we're going to go back to that graphic in a moment. I'm just inviting you right now to breathe in that incredible insight from Archangel Zadkiel, because what Zadkiel is saying is, look, all of that means one thing. What Zadkiel calls, you are now mindless, because the divine guidance is the guide. Zadkiel is describing the state of the mastery of the yoga of self-ascension, that state that I refer to as the five screens. Well, those are the five medicines, the five bodies that when unified, ignite the next 10. and are able to hold that creative force within. And it begins with the heartbeat of a Vesa.
When you are mindless, you are beautiful.
Right? I mean, really feel that, because you see everything, right? Wasn't that we were talking about it earlier on the calendar? And I'll just go ahead. I'm going to share screen with that really quickly. Oh, no, I already closed it. Never mind. Kira's not going to do it. Okay, so how do I get out of this? I do that. Sorry. Okay, so that's the moment right now that we're in, is to have that presence when everything is beautiful. Yeah. And you know, I think that that's something to talk about as we move into this moment of rebirth.
Well, and especially, you know, that we are in a new reality. Whether you've noticed or not, we're in a new reality. And stop trying to impose the old paradigms upon this beautiful new reality.
Yeah,
time
right?
is spiraling. Energy is lifting. People are have these wonderful BS filters activated. Your heart, you know the
BS,
difference
BS,
between BS.
BS
and authenticity. We all know. And
Jess is losing it, Shrink. Yeah. Jess is losing it. Look at her.
You know, it's like, which one do you want? You want a lot of Disney or another pile of the same old stuff that's been dealt out?
Exactly.
And it's time for people to just say, I'm done with that. I choose to be a healer. I choose to teach the children, to mentor adults.
That's true.
And to be present for what needs to happen. Because it's the right way to be.
It's right?
The heart is leading. And we don't have to be wussies to be heart-filled. We can be empowered men, empowered women, doing what is true and authentic. And it all begins by gathering together in groups like this one at this show and to say, hey, we love each other. We support each other. No, we're not perfect. We are in perfection.
Ooh, I like that.
Me too.
That is the magic. This is why we must take a big dose of that medicine, because these five bodies and the medicine and everything that we're doing together will uplift all of us.
Well, you know, Jess said it earlier. It was in our e-card today, as Jess wrote, you know, be the awakened master that holds the light so that so many more can say, yes, I see it. I see it. Because there's a lot that are looking. And I know you're running into that too. And especially in this moment of remind, free mind, you know, there's a lot of beings that are looking. And that's why, Shree, I just want to champion you. I know you've got to run, but I want to champion before Shree runs that he has put together the Avesa Quantum Healing Institute to really invite those of you that are saying, you know, yeah, I want to do more than learn this. I want to teach it. I want to help others. I want to be a mentor. I want to be a teacher. Get in. Yeah. Help us. This is the way we heal, right? This is the year we heal the world.
We're not only going to offer everything that we know about energetic healing, we're going to train those who want to be trained. We're going to mentor those who want to open practices, and we're going to teach the teachers. And then the teachers can go out and bring this to their communities. This is the year we invite you to join us. The
Absolutely.
Avesa Quantum Healing is now.
It really is. And so, Shree, I'm so glad you did a flyby. Shree
right,
did a
love.
Flyby.
Have fun.
All right, we're
Thank
having a
you.
Lot of fun. Thank you, Shree.
Oh,
all right. There we are. All right.
Yeah,
hey,
I just got to say, I am so excited about this journey this year, and I cannot say enough about Avesa and this energy and being able to do this live in real time all year. Like, I'm a dork. I love being a student. And, you know, for me, I want to really just approach this all. I know it's going to just be like next level to engage this material in this new energy flow we're in. Like she was sharing, we're not in the same place we were before. This is all new territory. So how beautiful that we can support ourselves and that you guys are offering this all year long.
Well, you know, with support with people like you, Jess, and you know, the other thing that I do feel that we need to talk about is that in this Remind Free Mind Mercury retrograde right now, and it is profound, the energy that is pulling at everyone is really saying, hey, are you walking your walk or are you full of you know what?
Yeah.
And it's been interesting because I had an experience over the past few days, and you actually had a little bit of this experience with me, where I've actually been interfacing with people who really don't walk the walk, But boy, do they have the talk.
The talk.
Oh, man. And it's like, wow, Kira, you know, this is, I have to admit, guys, and this is where Sri and I don't compromise, and we can't be bought. So when you can't be bought, and when you know who you are, that scares a lot of people. And then what you're going to notice, and what we have noticed, is that it forces everyone around you to be in their absolute integrity, and they either pop or drop. They, you know, dive or thrive, right? That's where we're at right now. So I was curious if you're noticing this in other ways as well, because this is one of the February energies that's coming up right away. This is why this medicine journey of the heart is so important, to be able to claim all of the medicines of the five bodies. And we'll talk a little bit more of that in a moment, but jump in here, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's really striking me, since this is the year of the truth chakra, and it's almost itchy while we're just talking and sharing in this moment. I'm feeling it go, whew, let's release. But yeah, there is so much noise. It's all talk out there. And I mean, I'm seeing this, you know, in so many different realms, you know. And it's a lot of bravado sometimes. There's a lot of posturing. It's like, it's almost like the
in the fear, name of consciousness.
Yes. And it's almost like, because there's a fear still there, that it's like an agitated energy.
It's a tantrum. It's just, you know, here's the gift, right? Here's what I love. And I know that all of you are experiencing this too. And, you know, get into the phone lines and tell us about it. If you want to share at over at BBS, there is a line or two open, 888-627-6008. Might be a line open at What Is Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. But just what I'm noticing is that it's like new spin, you know, and what's so powerful is that we lineage holders, right? Those of us that are really in the lineage. And lately, I don't know about you, but lately I've been very aware of the lineage I've carried from my family, you know, the birth family, and very aware of why, because I have nothing in common with these people. You know, it's like the only reason I was inserted was because I needed to be the lineage holder, I needed the me that animates his body needed these genetics to insert in that experience. And all of us right now in the lineage that are doing this, and all of us that have consciously awoken to what's happening right now, this is the moment. This, it's not coming. It is now. We have been activated. And so in that intensity of the activation, we are being placed in front of beings that are aware of it or not, are at a precipice of their own growth.
Yeah.
And all we can ever do is plant seeds, and at some point in the future, they might manifest. And that's all we can do. Yeah. But as they say in the lost books of the Essene, a lion never chases.
Right.
A lion knows its own power and is wise enough to know when to walk away and when to stay. And how many of the installments lately have talked about, are you the lion or are you the lamb? Because in this time of the lion, if you don't choose, you're going to be a lamb. And the lion, you know, it's there it is. So we are at this moment of incredible opportunity and empowerment. And I want to share another little quickie, and maybe you have some of these to share as well. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you know me in linear time. Friday, whatever day Friday was, how many days ago was that? 4 days ago? Okay, 4 days ago, I called out to the universe and I said, look, we need more help at Tosa Blue Mountain. We need a beautiful Ecuadorian, and I admit it, I wanted to see a woman come forward, person to come in and really offer the cohesiveness so that all of us can be freed up to do what we do better. And that Tosa Blue Mountain can be serving people better. On Sunday, when we were here at this rock, I sent that up into the universe. And I heard, Friday was when it was in my head. Sunday, I went up and I sent it up to the universe. And I heard, I am sending you help. Monday, Sri gets a text from the gentleman who distributes our wine, who had been here on Friday. And I had shared with him, if you know anybody, and we get this text on Monday, and he said, I think this is a job for my mother. Today, Kathy showed up and she cried when she got on the property.
Wow.
And she talked about love and heart, touched the art, and said, every one of these has a story. She came with her heart, she came with her love, and she starts next Monday.
Wow.
That's the law of instantaneous manifestation. And I mean, and my whole crown, you feel it? You feel your whole crown chakra, right? That we are being given the opportunity to reclaim our alchemical abilities. We are transforming things from one element to another. Last night, and if you're not part of Monday Magic, get to shrinkhere.com and get in there. Miracles are happening. Last night, we made rose essence. We fabricated it as a group.
Yeah.
And that, and we have undeniable
It was real.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the power that we collectively wield, right? That's the moment before us right now, is to let go of any perception or belief that would say you can't do that. And this is also why, you know, I've been looking at just how this has all been coagulating, and I'm really looking at, so here's February is ready. And it's choice energy. So being conscious that we are making a serious choice, that the choices we make right now are going to matter. These are the choices that are putting in. Remember that first infinite loop. I don't have that graphic tonight, but if you go and look at the up-level calendar, the energy flow for 2021, the January concentricity is coming into the February to create that first infinite loop. And so this month, this short, intense month is for all the marbles. This is all bets are in. All bets are in. And so Sri and I aren't compromising. We are not letting, we are saying, this is it. You know, this is who we are. This is what we're doing. And the masters have said it is time. And I do want to share the screen again, but it is time to help people remember the how all of the ancient medicines come together. And this is what this year, the journey, the medicine journey of the heart is basically like your scavenger hunt for these five medicines and how to use them. And so the five bodies of our expanded ascended presence are the equilateral cross. It's the shield of Zadkiel. If you go look at the shield of Zadkiel, I'm still working on finishing the graphic, but it's the shield of Zadkiel, which has the equilateral cross and the center. And so the medicine of the physical body, the medicine of the emotional body, the medicine of the mental body, and the medicine of the spiritual body make up the four arms of the equilateral cross that support the infinite presence, which is the medicine of our consciousness, which is what those five bodies come together, and we become the living illumination of the yoga of self-ascension. And so for the first time, Sri and I are being able to really share that and guide people through that. And beginning with the Monday magic with the I am, which I'm beyond excited about, make sure you register, make sure you claim your book, get out there, get your book before they're gone, is when we will begin expanding consciousness as a group. So not only will we be doing the formal teaching, but in that Monday magic, we will be going on conscious expansion of our consciousness together every week through the alchemical gift of that book. And Jess, you've known me long enough. You know that I did not go have secret surgery. You know that I did not do whatever, right? I mean, I've got too many people around me, guys. You know, there's no way I could hide anything like that ever. And all I've been doing is using the techniques that Saint Germain taught me from that book on how to reshape and resculpt my body. And they work. Yeah. And they work. And we have Masha here. They work. We have Jeanette. These women are transforming before our eyes. That is the gift before us all right now, is to come together and really share that commonality. And so how are you exceeding? How is that expressing and happening around you, Jess?
Yeah. Wow. It's just like so much you shared is really resonating. And what's really coming forward as you're sharing, you know, is that we're getting used to this whole idea that mm-hmm. it can really be, you know, I think so many of us, yeah, that have been, whether it's been one day you've been studying or a long time, or you've been doing your work, right. It's like, oh, a key is clicking and it's going, I really get it, you know, because we're able to live it. The right. energies right now support us doing that. And the results are so fast, you know, and
well, like and shared. I want to share one thing because when you shared it, it really touched me again. Kathy burst out in tears after about 15 minutes and said, I never thought this was possible. This is my dream that this can be. She said, she was so overwhelmed. She was so overwhelmed. She had to literally go home and rest because she was that sincere, you know, sincerity, love, and presence, miracle. And this woman has so much integrity that at her economic disadvantage, she has intentionally not worked because she made a commitment to herself. She's in her early 50s. She's made a commitment to herself that she will not compromise who she is. And she said to us at the end of our time together that this is the first time, she's 53 years old, this is the first time in her life she is doing something for her. Wow. And then she looked at me and said, and it was like she was proving it to herself. She said, and that is not selfish. And I was like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Are you just in love? Are you just in love? I mean, 53 years old and she's just waking up to herself. And of course she's at Tosa Blue Mountain. It's so exciting.
It is, you know, and to be in that, you know, what strikes me too is like, you're really clear in your sincerity, love, and presence. Like you asked too, like we have to, as the empowered one, know that, you know, we've got to ask and be clear about what we want, what we need, what needs to be called in. We can't like couch surf it, right? And just go, I hope something happens. Like,
yeah, right.
Yes, yeah. Be in that powered presence, you know, and that is the enlightenment. That is that whole enlightenment process and journey we've been on to stand and say, you know, I deserve this. I deserve this life. And, you know, for Kathy to say like, yeah, this is my dream. And I am ready to say yes. And I deserve this too.
Well, it's that overwhelm, right? Right. Yeah. Like when you get, so for example, just like when every time I've had the pleasure and the honor of watching you blossom. And so every time you blossom more, or every time you get a little nervous, right? There is that moment of breakthrough where you're simultaneously ecstatic and terrified. And right? And that's what I was talking to her about. I said, look, Kathy, what you're going through right now is normal. And she really needed to hear that. And you and I already know why she's here, right? You know, and I was like, Kathy, this is okay. I said, I know what you're feeling. Your dreams are coming true. And it's like, oh my God, my dreams are coming true. Right? We know what that's like. So should we make some dreams come true and bring in some callers?
Yes, it's time. Let's bring some in.
All right. Well, we've got a first timer hanging out over at BBS. So first timers always get priority. So we've got Bara from California. First timer would like to say hello on line two. Hey, sweetheart. Namaste and welcome.
Oh my gosh. Namaste. So, okay. First, I need to tell you, I have two toddlers. So it'll probably get noisy at some point.
We love it.
So I actually initially did some Avesa stuff, the Avesa training in like 2011, 2012. And like now, I just came back to you guys like a month ago. And I'm realizing that this time I've spent has been integrating all of the lessons that I got. And I'm super excited because like I have spent so much energy clearing people out of my life who did not have my highest good, right? And who were unwilling to co-create my highest good with me, you know? And so in starting to, you know, create my own business and going online and, you know, interacting with people, I have come back here because I just have zero tolerance for bullshit, you know, and,
my girl.
And so I just, yes. And so, I mean, you know, I have had some really great, you know, interactions with you and Sri, from before. And I know that for me, like just all the kinds of, work that I've done with my ego, my personality, you know, and really, allowing my soul, right. And my heart to be the priority and the primary director of my existence. And I'm really excited about all the things that I've been doing just up to this point and all the other kinds of like learning about like cosmometry, right. And like sacred geometry. And I got into all of that because you started talking about Taurus field, you know, and just kind of the ways that I'm really opening up and really enjoying learning about things that are now available that weren't when I was younger, you know? And so it's just such an exciting time. And I really appreciate being able to be around you two, you know, and because I know that I'm like way ahead. Like you said it on one of like what something recently, you know, that you did and you were talking about how you're just, you've been ahead of your time. And I'm like, people have told me that too. And so it's really nice to just know that I'm going to be sharing the year with you again.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Aren't you excited, Jess?
Yes, thank you for calling in and connecting with us. Oh my goodness, this is really exciting to be together.
You know, I just love, my heart, and I know Jess is feeling the same way, as I'm sharing with you, sweetheart, it was like all these butterflies were coming out of my chest, you know, and it's like butterflies everywhere, and you've got to love your timing, you know, I'm right. Loving, I love it, you can't, that's the kind of stuff that we just know is no accident. You know, when the universe just makes it so yeah. obvious that everything gets easier and you are such a master and like, I can't stop smiling, connecting, right? You know, I just
yes,
can't stop
right.
smiling, connecting.
Right.
I hear,
and
I
that's
feel
what
it.
I'm like, I need to be around people that are just already activated. Like I can't like, and because one of the videos that I saw when I came back to you guys was you talking about the basics and I was like, yes. Because I'm just so over it. And I'm like, I want to serve people who are intermediate, ready to go to advanced. Like, I'm not trying to have those kinds of conversations. And so I love hearing, you know, all the language you're using, you know, and I'm like, yes, this is so permission.
Oh,
to start
well,
talking all that,
are...
all that way far out stuff, you know.
I do. I really do. And so does Jess.
Right.
And so thank you for being you. And thank you for sharing with all of us. I think that all of us this evening have benefited from the beauty of your integrity. And your
thank
sincerity,
you.
Love, and presence is the miracle in motion of you. And wow, mm-hmm. what an awesome year ahead for you. I'm excited.
Right.
We love
can
you,
I tell
honey.
You something
Namaste.
Else? One more thing. So after I committed to this, because there's something you had told me when I was in Guatemala, and it was about how I waited before I booked my flight, like I had done everything else, but I was still like, you know. And so when I already like felt the call to do the year, I was like, no, I better just go ahead and do this now and not wait, you know. And after I did that, like a week after I did that, I was guided into hypnotherapy, and I found a program that works perfectly for me. And just like talking to those people and look at, and I'm like, wow, their energy field is so beautiful. And just the ways that I was guided, like the conclusions that I was led to about the kind of experience I wanted to have, the kind of situation I needed to be in. That's literally what has been unfolding with the people that I've been talking with at this institute, you know? And
wow,
so I'm,
great.
So, right for this year, right?
Absolutely. Wow. Well, congratulations. And we love you. And Jess, wow, right? How are you feeling?
Thank you. It's time for us to come together. It's just all been about this community and connection and finding each other or refinding each other and saying, yeah, this is it. This is where it's at, you know, and I love, you know, being far out and being
yeah.
deep
oh, so
and
much.
Going where we go. I mean, this is the best.
It is the best. And, you know, so is our community, right? I mean, is this the most amazing community ever? Oh, my gosh.
No,
all right. So let's jump over to Oneness Talk Radio. Lots of people holding. Right. Let's see. We're going to Concord, California to begin. Hey, Concord, California.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm definitely joining. I can't believe the offering to work with you and Sri and Jess for a year. I just cannot hardly believe it. I can't wait to do it. I had to wait, but now I don't have to. My question is, what's the plan around, you know, the Monday Magic and the Avesa Healing and the WWA Global? How does that all tie in?
What a great question. Thank you for asking. It all ties in because it is the full activation of the five medicines. That the gift is the WWA Global. I'm going to start there. And, you know, I have to give the plug. WWAGlobal.com. Get there. Register. Okay. So the WWA Global is the affirmation of the healing of humanity through the lion empowerment of the divine feminine in the integration of our awakened presence of the medicine of the heart, which is that wellness experience that holds the higher consciousness, which is why we are activating all of those five medicines. Mm-hmm. So that's there. Monday Magic is included with your journeys because it's that important. You know, Monday Magic is the moment where it's like the practical application. It's like we learn the work and then we're going to come together in Monday Magic and manifest it together. And so it gives you that opportunity. The one thing that I sincerely suggest, and then Jess, I'm going to throw it to you to share as well. The reason, one of the other reasons we're offering this, And Sri and I are like way overcommitted. You want to talk about trusting the spirit that we're going to do this. Our vitality is going to get even more robust. The reason is if you go back to that video, the spiritual basics, which our other client, our other beautiful woman who was just on the phone here had shared, one of the basics is do one thing for a year, really commit. And so part of the reason that everything's included is we're intentionally trying to grab your attention. And if you give yourself that gift, miracles happen. And Jess, I'm going to turn that over to you because you've walked that journey in both directions.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So why don't you share about that? Because I think that's really important.
Yeah, to have done this journey, boy, at this point, you know, and this long, every piece of it just ends up fitting together and you understand why you needed to take what you took when. And the fact that these are put together now in this way, it's sort of like taking everything we've already done all these years and saying, now you get to actually experience it, you know, packaged up and integrated with each other. We've very much been putting these pieces together ourselves as these different programs and learnings and wisdoms come forward. And but now it's like we get to take the synergy of all of it and have it flow through this whole year.
And the blessing is, like in your case, Jess, you know, when we do one thing, when we say, okay, I'm going to dedicate myself to really calling in my mastery presence as the yoga of self-ascension, when we do that type of a commitment, miracles happen. Miracles happen, and they happen abundantly. I know for a fact that all of you that are joining us for this year are going to see miracles happen that are going to blow your mind, and you're going to be carrying energy to help others do the same just by being in your presence. That's how we heal humanity. That's what WWA Global is. It's healing the heart of humanity through us all taking that medicine journey of the heart together. So I'm excited. I'm really excited, and I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, I am too, because that was what I needed to hear. There was one other question I had in regard to the spiritual bodies. Are the spiritual bodies like bubbles, like one bubble inside the other bubble, or are they cycles?
Okay. I will explain that. And forgive me, I'm going to have to mute you because we're going to run out of time, but I do want to briefly explain it. The five medicine bodies are those five screens I've been talking about. They're actually an integration or a separation. How we walk that journey determines how we energize, but it's all about the ascended heart first. That is the essence of who we are. Go to SriAnnKira.com and learn about the Divine Galactic Blueprint. Jess, we have about a minute. Why don't you take us home, girl?
Oh boy, I feel like I need to end on this note of, you know, the lion phoenix rising and what we are igniting, you know, coming into March, that this Mercury retrograde period now is really preparing us for an ignition on the equinox in March, that we are like, it's not just like a one-time event. We are setting the stage right now and for so much more to come, right? I mean, this is an amazing year. So stay with us and track with us and hang out and take advantage of everything that your heart calls to. Trust that what you need will be provided if you are called to this journey. It always shows up.
It really does. And may your heart know that the mirror of your soul is inviting you into your highest, most expressive life. Say yes to you and let the miracles flow. We love you dearly. Go to wwaglobal.com. Be there. Go to sriankira.com. Check it all out. We love you. Make sure you go to Self Ascension Studios and discover the brilliance of Jess Juntunen. And Jess, we love you so much. We love you, the most amazing audience in the world. And until next week, namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at sriankira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.